morning and welcome to St Luke's. Today we are celebrating the festival of the baptism of our Lord. Would you please stand as we sing together our opening hymn, Jesus is Lord.
You.
A voice came from heaven saying, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." Let us pray. Eternal God, at the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Grant that all who are baptized into his name may keep the covenant they have made and boldly confess him as Lord and Saviour, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God in glory everlasting. Amen. Amen. So let's pray. Thank you, Father, for making yourself known to us and showing the way of salvation through faith in your Son. We ask you now to teach and encourage us through your word, so we may be ready to serve you for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teaching. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord. That is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. For the word of the Lord, thanks be to God.
Please stand as you're able as we sing our next hymn, She Sits Like a Bird. Gospel of Matthew. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. For the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Well, that reading from the Gospel of Matthew is telling of the baptism of Jesus. And that passage, or probably more often the passage from Mark that parallels it, is so often used as a baptism service. And it's something that we reflect on often at the beginning of a new year. The baptism of Christ is always celebrated on the Sunday after the Epiphany in January. Baptism marks a start, marks a beginning, and the start of a life of ministry, a life of faith, a life filled with the Spirit, both for Jesus in the narrative, but also for us. So it's a very appropriate New Year reflection. So what is this passage from Matthew's Gospel telling us about the meaning of baptism? I think the best way to look at baptism is to see that it is one step on the journey. This is the relationship between God and us. So in the passage we have John, and John has become a well-known preacher, quite a charismatic figure, or a voice in the wilderness, which was a feature of those times. He was preaching a message of repentance, telling people to turn back to God, turn back from the way they were living. And as a symbol of this, they are baptized in the River Jordan. But that word repentance that's used by Matthew, the actual original word also implies transformation and turning. So baptism was a sign of decision and of identification. being baptized in the water carried the ideas of being cleansed and purified. And the location was very auspicious as well. The River Jordan was the river that the Israelites crossed over as they entered the promised land. So this is a crossing over, a new beginning, but a journey. The Israelites moved on, and so after baptism, one moves on. It's a decision to change, a declaration that a person is on a new way. It's not an end point, though. It is a beginning. And one wonders how successful John was in doing this. One would hope that the outcome of being baptized by John would indeed have been following a new way of a new life of repentance. However, we don't know. I wonder how many of the people went back from being baptized by John with nothing more than an experience of having seen the latest charismatic preacher in the desert. For some people, baptism does seem to be an end point. That's not what it is, not what baptism truly is. For some, and for hopefully for most, baptism is the start of something new. And it certainly was the case for some people. We hear later on in the Gospels of the disciples of John who were seeking the one for whom John's preaching had foretold. They were on the journey. There you see, they were on the journey of growing in faith. And then in our passage, we turn to Jesus. Jesus comes to John and asks to be baptized. And it may seem strange to us, why does Jesus need to be baptized? It seems it was strange to John as well. John knew who Jesus was. We know that they were cousins. But Jesus tells John that his being baptized was indeed needed. And there are several reasons for that, which just reflects on what does baptism mean. Firstly, John's baptism was all about a public declaration that things were changing in someone's life, the start of a new call to ministry. So in the Gospels, this is placed right at the beginning of the story. Jesus hasn't done any miracles or hasn't done any teaching yet. It's marking a start. Baptism was a point where the time of waiting was over and the moment of action was to begin. But secondly, in coming for baptism with John, Jesus was identifying himself with humanity. He was saying that he was intimately involved in all that being a human meant, all the ups and downs. And for Matthew, this is important, that Jesus is the Son of God, but also he was human. He understands and was part of all that we go through. And then in our Bible passage, we have the theophany, the manifestation of God. The Holy Spirit, here described in the form of a dove descending, the voice of God confirming who Jesus was. And Matthew is clearly, I'm sure, directing his readers to the creation story of the first book of Genesis. There in the beginning, the Spirit hovers over the waters and the Word of God creates the world. Here in Matthew's Gospel, the Spirit of God is again hovering over the waters, and once again, the Word of God speaks. And in both cases, order comes out of chaos. In Genesis, Genesis describes God bringing order to chaos through the Word. And in Matthew's Gospel, it is the taming of the chaos of our sins that comes about through Jesus, his Word, a renewal of creation, a new start, but part of the same journey, part of the same story. So how does this relate to what we do as we baptize in the church? Well, what happened to Jesus at his baptism tells us of what baptism signifies. We baptize with water as a physical sign that something important is happening. Often when I speak at a baptism, I say there are four things that happen at a baptism. First of all, a decision is made. The person to be baptized will walk in God's way. Then they are identified as members of the Church of God. God announces that they are as beloved children of God forever in his care. and they receive a promise of the Holy Spirit to empower and guide them. But most importantly, this is just one step on the journey, albeit an important one. And there's practical implications of all of this. In the New Testament, Old Testament reading that we heard from Isaiah 42, that was one of the famous servant songs. I'll read a couple of the verses again. In verse 1, "Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen in whom my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him, I will bring forth justice to the nations." And then verses 6 and 7. "I am the Lord, I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison, those who sit in darkness." Often when we read this, we see this to be a prophecy about Jesus. And indeed, Jesus quotes from that himself, as recorded in Luke's gospel. But for Isaiah, this is a much bigger picture. He was potentially writing about someone in his time who would make a difference, who would follow God's way. Or potentially even the whole nation of Israel, as promised that they would be a light to the nations. And so therefore, this passage can also apply to us as well, to all who have come who are chosen, who are baptized, who are commissioned for mission. All those things that Isaiah says equally apply to us who are baptized. And so we are called to actually carry on living in these changes that our baptism makes, move on in the journey, to keep walking in God's way as we conduct our lives, to keep identifying ourselves as part of the Church of God as we meet together in the community, as we keep studying and learning more of God and God's ways. And we too keep hold of the promises that we are indeed beloved children of God, empowered by the Holy Spirit. In the baptism service, there's a prayer we say to the newly baptized, which I shall paraphrase for us this morning. God has called us into his church. We are therefore received and welcomed as members of the body of Christ, as children of the one heavenly Father, and as inheritors of the kingdom of God. Amen. Please stand as you are able and join with me as we affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, Let us pray for the world and for the church.
Lord, our light and salvation, arise and shine and make your glory known. Spirit of God, descending like a dove, anoint your church with your life-giving and affirming presence. Lead the people of your new covenant to proclaim your glory. In the Anglican cycle of prayer today, we hold before you, Lord, the Anglican Church of Central America, the Diocese of Gippsland, the Parish of Hamilton, the Sudanese and South Sudanese congregations in our diocese, Goodna Anglican Welfare Ministries, and St. Hilda's School, Southport. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, At your baptism, you humbled yourself in preparation for service. Anoint those who rule and govern with courage to uphold justice and right living. Lighten all nations in the paths of righteousness. And this week, we particularly pray for a de-escalation of tensions in the world, particularly to do with border conflicts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, our Father, you make no distinction between peoples and invite all to come to you. Keep us faithful to our baptism into your household of faith. Guide our steps to delight in all that you have made. We particularly give thanks for all those around us, those in our parish, those in our schools, those in our families. And we particularly hold before you, Lord, at the moment, the little angels, Tarragindi, whose team are working, preparing the launch early this year. And also local schools, St. Elizabeth's and St. Agnes and Red Hill Special School. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Holy and blessed Trinity, you bind up our wounds, make us whole and restore us in your sight. Pour your blessings upon all who are in sorrow, need or adversity. Anoint us and give us joy in your abundant grace. We hold before you, Lord, those currently on our prayer list. Ryan, Jocelyn, Peter, David, Jan, Robin, Maxine, Rita, Sharon, Margaret, Don, Deb, Georgina, Glenda, Sue, Liz, Angie, Reverend Shane, Natalie, Lynette, Sue, Rose, Al, Jennifer, Sandy, Mary, and Lee. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, your people cross the Jordan to enter the land of your promise. In baptism, death brings life. Hear our prayer for all who have died. Fulfill in them the hope eternal. And from our parish book of remembrance, we give thanks for the lives of Ronald Victor Casey, Joan Audrey Crittle, Lena Joy Burns, Paul Miller Spice, Keith Stewart Smith, Valroy Green, Harold Richards, Bernice Olive Bignall, and Beryl Jean Keogh. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Christ, the Son of God, has been revealed as a light to the nations. Let us bring our darkness to his light, confessing our sins in penitence and faith. Merciful God, our Maker and our Judge, we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, and in what we have failed to do. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. We repent and are sorry for all our sins. Father, forgive us. Strengthen us to love and obey you in newness of life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Almighty God has promised forgiveness to all who turn to him in faith, pardon you and set you free from all your sins, strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Would you please stand as you're able? We are the body of Christ. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Peace be with you. Seven people on Zoom, peace be with you. Let's remain standing. We sing our next hymn, Will You Come and Follow Me? Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation. For your goodness we have these gifts to share. Accept and use our offerings for your glory and for the service of your kingdom. Blessed be God forever. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Loving God, we thank you for this world of wonder and delight. You've given it to us to care for, so all your creatures may enjoy its bounty. Lord, our God, we give you thanks and praise. We thank you that when we turned away from you, you sent Jesus to live and work as one of us and bring us back to you. He showed us how to love you and set us free to love and serve one another. Lord, our God, we give you thanks and praise. We thank you that on the cross, Jesus took away our sin, all that keeps us from each other and from you. He frees us from hate and fear, from all that destroys love and trust. Lord, our God, we give you thanks and praise. And so with everyone who believes in you, with all the saints and angels, we rejoice and praise you, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. And now we thank you for these gifts of bread and wine. May we who receive them, as Jesus said, share his body and his blood. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke the bread and gave it to his friends and said, Take and eat. This is my body given for you. do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He shared the cup with them and said, "This is my blood poured out so that sins may be forgiven. Do this in remembrance of me." You've gathered us together to feed on Christ and to remember all he has done for us. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Fill us with your Spirit that we may follow Jesus in all we do and say, working for justice and bringing your peace to this world that you have made. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord. Blessing and honour and glory and power are yours forever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. We who are many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. The gifts of God for the people of God. Come, let us take this holy sacrament of the body and blood of Christ in remembrance that he died for us, and feed on him in our hearts by faith with thanksgiving. God of the nations, we thank you for nourishing us with this holy sacrament. Guide us by your presence that we may bring your light to those who dwell in darkness and establish your justice in the earth. Most loving God, you send us into the world you love. Give us grace to go thankfully and with courage in the power of your Spirit. Please stand as we sing our missional hymn, "To God Be the Glory."
Thank you.
Christ, the Son of God, be manifest to you, that your lives may be a light to the world. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of